702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Email her on refilwem@702.co.za.
Now, with the clock ticking before the 1.1 million strong class of 2020 matriculants sit for their final exams in 2 months, students have this time to ensure they get into the right frame of mind to perform to the best of their abilities. And we know that these finals are happen in the context and the backdrop of this extended lockdown period, lots of uncertainty, too many disruptions for these poor learners. But I guess the conversation we're having now is how best to rise above the situation and acquit yourself as well as possible in the matric finals. To help me do that is Wonga Njinga, the head, the senior head of program at the Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education. Wonga, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Refilwe, and to all the 702 listeners. Thank you for inviting us.
You know, it's been such a time of upheaval and disruption for South African school children. For those that are feeling anxious and uncertain or even nervous and perhaps even ill-prepared, what advice do you have for matriculants?
Rafael, I think if I take you back, you've mentioned it in your introduction, is how the disruptions continued this year. Mm. On the 18th of March, we saw the closure of schools. 27 July, we saw the reclosure of schools again for all public schools. It was an extended 4 weeks.
Sure.
And that on its own has really ensured that, as you said, poor students are affected. And sure, the extended closure then had an impact on schooling, learning, and assessment. The challenge that is still there is that we still have to coexist with the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no cure and there's no vaccine. And so we remain at risk. What is required, though, now is that the teachers and the whole community, school community, are required to continue to do those health checks daily to ensure that the students are safe. So the safe protocol must continue. The mask, physical distancing, washing your hands and with soaps is very important.
Of course.
The school year has been extended. I mean, the students will start their examination in the next 2 months. That goes on up until the 15th of December, 2020. From the 22nd of January, that's when they will more or less be marking the teachers. And then on the 23rd of February next year, then the results will be released. That's the impact in a nutshell with regards to the timeline.
And a big impact. So from, you know, very quickly, from a getting exam ready perspective, now is the time to start addressing those areas of concern that you want to cover, take care of. What sort of resources would you point students towards? Of course, you know, be a FaceTime or one-on-one time with teachers being a scarce commodity.
I think they need to keep track of what's happening within the websites of provincial and national departments, keep in touch with the higher institutions as well. You'll see that many of the higher education institutions are providing some kind of support. I know, for example, for our brands, Varsity College, Rosebank College, and the IEMSA, they're going out of their way to add value to the students. Things like boot camps, subject revision, past paper provisions, and mm-hmm. so forth. So they also need to just keep in touch with the general online resources, just ensure that you are taking something from a reputable and credible source. I need to just add here that the Woza Matrix is quite an interesting broadcast by SABC3 mm-hmm. as well as DSTV, so mm-hmm. they can also look at those as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, for those that are feeling as though they might be overwhelmed or ill-prepared, from your perspective as someone in education, 2 months gives you enough time to plug the gaps, as it were. Yeah? How should they approach it from a sort of scheduling and discipline perspective?
I think they need to just assess their performance to date. So if, for example, you had your school had preliminary exams, you want to then see how much more ground that you still need to do. Mm-hmm. And probably put away the other concerns that you have for the rest of the year. As I said earlier on, it is different. You'll be writing exams with a mask. You need to observe the safety protocols and so forth. So all those logistics you need to just be familiar with. Probably do schools should actually do a trial run on this and ensure that students can cope with the anxiety that is coming. Mm. Very important to stick to your study routine, eat well, sleep well, and ensure that you exercise. Those are going to really help you during this time. You've got to come to terms with the fact that we're still going to be living with this virus for some time up until a vaccine has been found. So you've got to just, you know, take that away and really ensure that you don't lose this academic year.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you giving those words of advice to the class of 2020, those matriculants who will be writing their exams, or their finals rather, within 2 months. That's Wonga Njinga, Senior Head of Program at the Independent Institute of Education in the Faculty of ICT. And of course, what he's saying is get your head in the game, despite the fact that this year has been so very different from any other you've experienced so far.